50,000 opponents of Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych and his government have rallied in central Kiev today following earlier violent confrontations with riot police. Stefan Boss reports that the latest rally was an attempt to revive the pro-European Union protest movement after a Christmas and New Year's break.
Ukrainians continue massive street protests in Kiev's Independence Square, which began in November after President Viktor Yanukovych refused to sign a free trade agreement with the European Union. He opted instead for closer ties with Russia, as Moscow lowered prices of natural gas exports and spent $15 billion on Ukrainian government bonds. Sunday's demonstration of tens of thousands of people followed riots. Since late Friday, people confronted baton-wielding riot police who tried to disperse protesters outside the Kiev courthouse. It sparked clashes in which at least 10 people were injured, including politicians. Among the seriously injured Ukrainians was opposition leader and former interior minister Yuri Lutsenko, who was rushed to hospital after being attacked by police, explained his wife Irina.
He has suffered concussion and head injuries which were stitched. Yuri is still in a critical condition, but he can talk.
Yet, despite the perceived threats of more police violence, opposition leaders said Sunday they would continue to fight and protest peacefully. Vitaly Klitschko, an opposition leader and former heavyweight boxing champion, accused the authorities of using the militia as a weapon to silence the people's mouths with baton. Others urged the West to impose sanctions against senior state officials for using violence against protesters. The West has expressed concern about the political situation in the former Soviet Republic, with the U.S. Senate Committee on Foreign Relations due to hold a special hearing on Ukraine on January 15th. Yet, unless the vote is brought forward, a presidential race is only expected next year. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.